91.7
The Wave.
Gunners and Ali for breakfast, joined now by our Mayor, Rhys Williams. Great to have you back in the studio, Rhys.
Great to be with you and happy 2019 to you.
I know, you've been on holidays, haven't you? How was your break away?
Yeah, it was great. Skipper and I went and spent 5 weeks in Kenya and Uganda.
Wow.
And we just had the most amazing time. We spent some time volunteering in a school in a slum over there, and then we got in our 1999 Toyota Prado and camped our way from Kenya to Uganda. It was pretty cool.
So what are some of your standout moments?
Yeah, you know, we were volunteering in this slum, Kibera, which is the largest slum in Africa, and we were in a school there. And, you know, people talk about confronting. It was heartbreaking, really. Mm-hmm. 2.8 square kilometres is the size of this slum.
Far out.
There's anywhere between 500,000 and 1 million people living in it. There's like 100 people per toilet, and 75% of the place doesn't have electricity. And so you're kind of there, and we spent 5 or 6 days just working in the school, doing things with the students, playing some soccer. And some great people in the Mandra community had donated a heap of soccer boots and soccer balls and stuff because they want to get a soccer program going in the school.
Yep.
So we took all that over with us, which wasn't very fun lugging it through airports and stuff, but it was worth it to see the smile on the kids' faces. So that was really cool. That was a pretty profound moment and a good opportunity just to get some perspective. You know what it's like when you have those experiences and you think, okay, good reminder of what's important.
And what blows my mind is that we are so discontent in our life over here. We have everything and we still want more, and they are so happy.
Yeah, that's exactly right. But, you know, the complexities and the challenges that they face there are so major. And the word that I heard most is building hope. How do we build hope? You know, complexity and social challenges and economic challenges are all relative. But the thing is, we all need to be searching for ways that we can keep on persisting to drive the change that we need to drive and keep on having hope in the future. And that can sound cliche, but for me, some time in Africa just to be away and to reflect on that really honed that message for me. And so I'm very grateful to have had the opportunity to be there.
Oh, that sounds like an absolutely life-changing holiday.
Yeah,
not only for you and Skipper, but also for all the kids' lives that you touched on your way over.
It was pretty cool. And look, we also got to hang out with the mountain gorillas in Uganda and go and do the safari parks and all that sort of stuff.
So you actually did like a gorillas in the mist. You hung out with a herd?
Yeah, that's right, yeah. And they came down from the trees and they were right there with us. We were watching this 250-kilo silverback that we were like a metre away from. It's the coolest thing. And I think people, you know, if you're looking for a real adventure, it's a great place to go. I mean, I should be encouraging tourism in Mandra. Everyone come here, but once you've been here, also think maybe about going to Uganda.
And be Tarzan for a day.
That's right.
That is so cool.
If you've just joined us, we're talking with Mandra Mayor Rhys Williams. We'll be discussing what's happening this year in our city shortly. The all-new 91.7 The Wave. We're catching up with our Mayor, Rhys Williams, who's back from extended break overseas, and it'd be really interesting hearing about that. But now we're back to the business of the city. How are you feeling about getting into things, Rhys?
Yes, it's been great to get back into it, and we've got a big year ahead. There's plenty of happening, plenty of things that we started last year that are in motion, some new things that are going to be coming up as well. Geez, there's a real buzz around the town, and really excited about just getting started, making the most of that positive energy.
So what is it that you set to task straight away as soon as you've come back? Is it Crabfest?
You know, obviously Crabfest is a big event for our city and a great opportunity for us to be able to showcase what the great parts about Mandra are. So I'm really looking forward to that. But of course, we're full swing still with the Mandra Matters campaign. The first phase was huge. We had more people than ever before participate in that community engagement. We've got a whole lot of Mandra Matters workshops happening now. And then in February, it kind of comes together in a final city summit. Once we've had that, then we have to really start doing the hard work, which is about analysing all of that data and setting the budget, making the changes to the way that we operate as a city so that we can fulfil the vision. So that's a really major piece of work and I'm really looking forward to it. But, you know, some other great stuff happening as well. The foreshore redevelopment will start. We've been working behind the scenes with our federal colleagues to try and get a $7 million commitment to finish that project off. It'll be Mandra's biggest foreshore redevelopment. It's somewhere in the realm of $20 to $25 million.
That sounds
and
amazing.
And a major project. So that'll be kicked off and we've got a tight time frame to deliver that 2 years. So it'll be all guns blazing to get that done. So I think it'll be a really exciting year for the city.
Of course, another amazing coup for the city of Mandra is the injection into Peel Health Campus.
Massive news yesterday, and I'm just so grateful to all of the people that have been working so hard behind the scenes to make this happen for a long, long time. And I'm particularly proud about how the community's gone about really rallying together to get this delivered. $25 million, that's on top of the $9 million that was committed by the state last year. We're looking at significant upgrades to that hospital. We're going to have mental health services. services, which has been really lacking for this part of the world.
Yep.
Also, the first eating disorder clinic south of the river. So that's a major opportunity for us to be able to provide support to those people that are struggling in our community. And hats off to all of the people that have been involved, but in particular to Andrew Hasty and Zach Kirkup for securing this federal contribution. It's a major achievement.
It's absolutely brilliant. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Reece. You definitely have unloaded a whole heap of stuff going on this year. And just before you go, can you tell us who's headlining Crabfest?
Yeah, very cool. So Josh Pike and Montaigne, and if you haven't heard of them before, jump on Spotify or wherever you get your music from and have a bit of a listen to them. They're really great Australian artists.
Fantastic.
And to have them here. Also backed up later in the afternoon by our local legend, Matt Gresham.
We're very excited about hearing Matt. Well, thank you once again for joining us in the studio, and we'll catch you in a fortnight.
Thanks, guys. Great to be here.
91.7 The Wave.